The USAID Youth Empowerment is a program that aims to improve access to knowledge and functional skills for more than 25,000 youth aged between 15 to 29. And this is happening in 5 states and 13 counties so that youth can lead healthier lives, generate an income and contribute to social cohesion of their communities. Now, to talk about this, I'm joined by USAID South Sudan Acting Deputy Mission Director Darren Manning, Basic Education Specialist USAID Youth Empowerment Activity Dennis Duko, and I have USAID Youth Empowerment Activity participant Abeng Madut, plus we have Daniel Wani, who also joins us in the studio. Good morning, welcome to the show, and it's good to have you.
Good morning.
Right, and I'll start with you, Darren. Just introduce for us what this program is all about.
Yeah, sure, thank you. I want to just give an overview of USAID's work worldwide, because we do, the Youth Empowerment Activity is an example of our investment in youth in South Sudan, in the development of vocational skills, as well as job training and education. And this is something that we do all over the world. And we say USAID's support in any country that we work in is not a substitute for the role that the government plays. And here the transitional government really does play a role and has a responsibility to invest in education, to invest in the youth of this country, and to use, therefore, to use the revenues it generates for these purposes. And so that means paying salaries, that's constructing schools, it's the whole system. And through only through this method will there really be a successful, strong and vibrant education system in South Sudan.
Right.
But I would like to turn it over to my colleague Daniel
Wani.
Right,
and before you turn it over to Daniel Wani, just tell us, how many schools have you been involved with, and most especially in Central Equatoria State and in other states?
That is why I have Daniel with me, who can probably talk a little bit more about those details, if that's all right.
All right, that's fine. Okay. Since you're just giving an overview, I thought that would be a follow-up question for you. But Daniel Wani, please welcome to bring us to speed on this particular program where USAID is targeting 25,000 youth aged between 15 and 29.
Thank you, Radio Mira, for having me. Yes, USAID, as my director Darren just mentioned, that USAID has a long history of helping to build foundational skills youth needs to be successful. Of course, this includes the reading, maths, vocational, entrepreneurial, and other very important life skills. At USAID, through this program, which is $43 million, 4-year project, which is called Youth Empowerment Activity, that targets building skills for over 25,000 youth, young men and women aged between 15 to 29. And we are doing 4 major things under this program. One is increasing access to functional literacy, numeracy, soft skills and well-being programs in the 5 states and 14 counties, and also expanding entrepreneurial employment and vocational opportunities is another major part of this activity. And of course, changing behavior and cultivating gender equity among youth to make positive reproductive health choices. And of course, the last one, as you know, our country has been wrapped with the conflict, and so we need young people to build social cohesion among themselves and their communities by improving civic engagement and supporting youth contribution to address community needs.
Right, and Wani, I'll come back to you. Coming to Dennis Duko, could you briefly tell us about Wani just gave us an overview of the activities, but what is currently running?
Yes, thank you, Radio Miraya. I would like to give briefly of what is currently taking place. As far as youth empowerment activity is concerned, EDC, it's the technical lead implementing the youth empowerment activity in South Sudan. So we work with the other partners, consortium partners, like Church for Common Ground, which is the one taking lead in the social cohesion using a common ground approach. We also work with the national organization in the different states. We have Nile Hope, we have Women Advancement Organization, we have Mobile Humanitarian Agency, and they are the one doing this. And we also worked with the youth-led and youth-serving organization that at the grassroots level. Mm-hmm. Some of these organizations are not necessarily registered organizations, but they have presence on the ground.
Right.
So we worked with them, and they know more about the local context, mm-hmm. The association, like football association. So that is how we ran out the program.
Okay.
So to go to the implementation approach, I think it's very important to highlight. We have these youth where we put them, we place them into two pathways. We have got pathway one, and in our pathway one, it looks at the youth who have never stepped into a class before. That means they don't know how to read and write. And we take them through the literacy and numeracy that Daniel Wani has highlighted it as one of our curriculum. And we have the work readiness curriculum that we train them for 9 months, 3 days a week and 3 hours in a day.
Right. And, yeah. And Duku, I would like to understand, for those who have never had an opportunity to know how to read and write, have you had any statistics? Like, how many are those?
Well, for our pathway one, the youth that we enroll for this year, actually they are the biggest number of the youth that we target. Over 80% of the youth fall under pathway one classes. So we have a number of them that are really taken through these classes, and they are participating very well in this.
Right.
For this year, we have a target of 6,021 participants who are enrolled in these classes.
All right, so is that all around? Or
yes, this is all around, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
6,000 is a target. So how many have you been able to reach?
Yeah, this is what we have so far reached.
Oh,
this,
you've reached
for
6,000.
This year.
Right, yes, right. Yes. Thank you so much. Yeah. And I'm glad to announce that I have one of the participants, Aben Madut Fadal Tawali. Bes Waruna fi experience bitak fi project da Geru Hayata Hikefu Kaman. What did you learn?
Gero Hayata Iketir Kana Namarfu Agra ABC. Wasana Bagder Agra ABC. Wana Bagder account min number 123 Ladio 20. Wana Bagder Nadisim Taibe Ingilizi. Wana Bagder
Katifisim Tahika.
Yeah.
Right.
Wana Bagder Sel Munas Kaman Bengilizi.
Okay. So, Talim Deshilu Kamuda.
Silu. Tisa shuru.
Tisa shuru. Sure. So, bara min bes nadi isem taki wale arafu katifu. Isem taki fishinu tani al itabag diramul.
Wana bag diramul business kaman. Wana bag dir sejila samta nastanin. Bishwaya ajeta ya lana bamulu.
So, fihina fi fesil bitakum, itakum kan kaminaka?
Anna kan 30.
Teletina.
Yeah.
Okay. Shukran Aben. And I'll come back to you, Anabedija, later. So, coming to you, Daniel, after giving us the overview, you spoke about how the project is a 4-year project. How many years have you been into it?
This is the second year. This project was awarded in 2022, and so the implementation is just 1 year. As Duku just mentioned, the year one actually target about 4,500, and this year it's 6,021 youth. And of course, overall, out of, and we expect to reach the 25,000 youth, and of which we have the 7,850 will be experiencing some work skills. I think Duku just mentioned about also exposing this youth to be able to do work. And of course, about 100,000 youth with the sexual and reproductive health as one of the components that I mentioned earlier. Of course, this youth working through youth-led and youth-serving organization, we do also have the trainers who train these the youth, like Abanyi here, trained all over the project funding. Of course, he has already mentioned about anchor organization, youth-led and youth-serving organization. Those are the people who are on the ground actually doing the training, monitoring, and providing support services for that.
Okay, yes. Would you like to add something,
Deko? Yes, I would like to add something. I only highlighted about one component, and that is pathway one component. We also have pathway two classes. And pathway two classes, this is basically for our youth who have attained a certain level of education. Others drop out from primary aid, others drop out from secondary education, but basically they know how to read and write.
Right.
So we take them, their training duration takes 9 months, 3 days a week, and 3 hours per day. So what happens here, we have a curriculum, our interesting curriculum, that is work readiness curriculum and be your own boss. Here we have a number of modules. We have like personal development that we take them through, let them know what values and skills they have, values and qualities that employers are really looking for. We also have communication skills, and in the communication skills, looking at how to communicate effectively with their customers, keeping one customer at a time.
Right.
At times we realize that you in the business sector, others can have a customer, but they cannot be able to keep that customer. We give a skill of keeping one customer at a time. We also train them through leadership. This leadership, actually, they need to look at the qualities that can really make them a good leaders, who are their role models. And as they are going to start their businesses, they are going to be actually leaders. We have also finding job and keeping job, which is one of the most interesting thing. People can find job, but at times cannot keep job. So we tell our youth that, look, we are going to make a work-based learning where we expose them to some successful business owners so that they really learn what is happening around in the business sector. So this is actually one of the interesting modules that we take them, curriculum that we take them through, and at the end of the day we really need to see how it's going to change their life.
That's interesting indeed. And Duku, how do you identify your participants?
Yes, that is very interesting. I wish you were part of the National Advisory Committee, where they really talked of how they are now different, they are now changed from the other people outside there. They have set their own goals, and in their own goals, they will go step by step. We don't let them go alone. We are going to have hand-holding activities where we say, look, in this intervention, we need to be very innovative, we need to be very creative in really addressing the issues around us. And above all, we need them to be civically engaged, how to participate in the civic engagement activities in their community for the betterment of the community.
Right. And what are the centers that these services happening in the different places?
Yes, we have a number of centers, like in Eastern Equatoria. We are in two counties. We have centers in Budi, we have centers in Kapota North. In Western Bargajal, we have centers in Jur River County, and we have centers in Wau County, where our sister is coming from, our trainer. Yes. And in Unity State, we have centers in Ler, we have centers in Mayendit, and we have centers in Panyijal. We also, in Upper Nile, we have centers in Baliet. We also have centers in Ulang. In Jongole, we have Akobo East, we have centers in Pibor, and we have centers in Akobo West that soon we are going to have some more centers that side. For recent, we have Juba as additional, where we have pathway two centers that we have started in Juba.
Which centers are those in Juba?
Yes, in Juba, we have got Juba rural centers. Like in Gurei, we have centers. In Chirikat, we have center. And above all, We have one in Sirkat, and there is one in this secondary school called Juba Day Secondary School.
Okay.
So these are some of the centers, and Junup Open Space, we also have centers there for our Pathway 2 participants.
Okay, Pathway 2 are those who dropped out of school,
those
but
who
know
drop
how to
out,
read and write.
Yes, those right. who drop out either in primary aid or in secondary education, but they know how to read and write. Yeah.
All right, Dennis Toko, thank
you
so much.
And another quick one, we have one of the methodology, like in the training, we have also interactive audio instruction, where this is majorly for Pathway 1, where these modules that I've just highlighted, these modules, they interact between the trainer and the youth and then the radio, where everything, we have got some episodes that are already properly designed to help them able to interact with the trainer, listen, and they discuss. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for extensively elaborating what your work is.
Thank you.
In South Sudan. And Aben Madut Akiran, Resala Takishunuli Nasa, USAID, Ubordu Lenasal, Albistemona Hasa, Almabagdera, Agra, Ukaman Kati for Bengalisi.
Lenas al mabagder agra wala mabarf sejulu bengilizi ana bi werilo man kaluman ja enjoy anina wana bugul shukran le US USA al alimana agra ba agra ABC obaden be chocolate business.
Okay, shukran. Oduku fi finihiada, how can people join you in your program? Because she's calling upon the people to come and join. What is there a procedure, or do you just come and walk into the centers that you just mentioned?
Yeah, there are procedures. As I mentioned before, you know, when we look at these civil society organizations, we have the national organization and the youth-led organization. These people are the grassroots level. They actually, they know the areas where especially we can get really these target groups that we are looking
at. So those people are charged with identifying the people.
They will be identifying these people with the local authorities around.
Okay. Dennis Doku, Darren, and Daniel Wani, plus Abeng Madut, thank you so much for your time. Wani, is there anything else? Your parting shots, what is your last remark?
Thank you so much. I think this is really very important program that we all need to put all our efforts, and I think it demands all the stakeholders to be able to improve the life of young people in South Sudan. Thank you so much.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your time.